Here's a lovely story taken from the Bible, from the book of Genesis. It's the story of Jonah. Now, I am going to paraphrase the story somewhat, so it won't be word for word from Genesis, but it'll accurately convey the gist of this lovely story. Enoch and God were close friends. Each day, they would go together for a long walk. One day, at the conclusion of their walk, God said to Enoch, "Let me take you to my home." And no one ever saw Enoch again. I believe that that's what happens, Joan, and to each of us, when we die, God will say, "Let me take you to my home." His home is heaven. So, when we die, God takes us to his home. Not because we're so good, but because God's so good. Each of us, you know this, this is kindergarten level. Each of us is a beloved child of God. As God's beloved child, our inheritance is nothing less than eternal life. Heaven. Now for Joan, someday for each of us, because God's goodness, and it's all God's goodness, gives us that incredible inheritance. In the meantime, before God takes us to his home, before God takes us to heaven, and none of us knows, right? None of us knows the day nor the hour when that's going to occur. But in the meantime, let's try to do what Jesus asked us to do. He asks us to love one another. To love one another. There are many opportunities each day for us to do that. We can love one another by being kind to one another, being helpful to one another. We can do that. We can love one another by accepting one another, by forgiving one another. We can do that. This is not out there. This is in here for each of us. The book of Genesis, in which we find the story of Enoch, was written centuries before the coming of Jesus. So, the story of Enoch in the book of Genesis is incomplete. Because of Jesus, unlike the story of Enoch, where when God took him home, no one ever saw Enoch again. Because of Jesus, we will see Job again. We will see all of our dear ones who have died again. Because of Jesus, God gathers all of his beloved children into his home, into heaven.